أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قتلتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون. In the explanation of this ayat, which we have done already, the ulama have explained the great value, great importance, and the great position of the knowledge and the miracles of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. It is necessary that we explain it a bit more in detail, because this will correct our iman and make our iman very strong. In the kitab Al-Milal wa-Nihal, Allama Shahrastani rahmatullah alayhi, a great alim, has explained this point, that animals, as they see the brains and the workings of insan, they are completely astonished. And similarly, scientists, philosophers, etc., when they see the great, great feats, the miracles, the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they are also totally astonished. And when they cannot understand it, then they deny it, that it can't be true. Like Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which took place in a very short while, and what a long journey, and all the details of that. They can't understand it, they deny it. All the miracles of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Allama Shahrastani rahmatullah alayhi writes, just like the relationship of the knowledge of animals, what they have got by instinct, and they cannot understand that of man, the great knowledge which Allah has given man, and what man achieves. Similarly, the scientists, philosophers of all times, right through along history, when they also cannot understand the position of the miracles and the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Further, he writes that if these philosophers and scientists, when they cannot understand and they regard that as proof that the things of the Anbiya, na'uzu billah, are not true, that the miracles are not true, and they just deny it, then what the animals cannot understand, then that should be also proof that insan also hasn't got any aqal, and insan also hasn't achieved anything. But we all accept that insan is much more superior than hayawan, that animals. Similarly, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam are much, much more superior. And the philosophers, and in most cases they have been atheists, non-believers, where can they ever compare with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and their knowledge? This is what is written in the kitab Al-Milal wa-Nahal. But further, a more explanation is also required, and even if it takes us a bit long, but it is very, very important and beneficial for us to understand it, that animals also, Allah has given them great instinct, and great, Allah has imbued them with knowledge of doing their things. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَى. You have got great, great lessons to learn from the animals. For example, if we see the bee, how the bee goes, the beehive, the queen bee, and all the different workers that work under the queen bee, how they go and fetch their pollen from different places, how they know their directions. They have no GPS or anything, they go different places, and how they return again, and the whole making of the honey, etc. There is great detail and great lessons for man to learn in there. The ants and the ant colony, and all the details they have got, so much details that if any ant gets hurt, they've got first aid available for that ant also. They've got hospitals available for it also. Great, great details. All the other animals also, what Allah has blessed them. But with all that knowledge, compared to insan's knowledge, it is like nothing. It doesn't compare anything whatsoever. how much Allah has given man knowledge and the brains, and with the brains how he makes calculations and how he adds and subtracts. With regard to the animals, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, at one place where monkeys were causing lot of harm to the people, eating their things, etc. So they put poison for the monkeys so that they could eat those poison and they could die. When the monkeys came, they made it out that there is something wrong here and that this is not for us to eat. They went away and they came with a big baboon, their big doctor and big philosopher. And he examined the whole thing and they all went away again. And from the jungles they came with a certain thing, an antidote. So they ate that poison also and they ate the antidote and nothing happened to them. So much knowledge they have got. On the other hand, the knowledge of the insan which Allah has given, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that a lion had made this, given this advice to his little cub, that in the whole world, the animal kingdom all, you must fear nobody, but you must fear insan. He is the most dangerous of everyone else, the lion which is the king of the jungle. But for him also, the father told him, you must only fear insan. So he thought insan must be some very big person, some very big creation or creature which Allah has made. When he saw an elephant, he asked the elephant, are you insan? He said, no, I'm not insan. When he saw a giraffe, when he saw a mule, camel, etc., big, big animals, they said, we are not insan. One day when he did see insan, so he asked him, are you insan? So he said, yes, I am insan. So he said, I was advised, I must fear you, but you are so small, your bulk is so small. For you, I will just eat you up one time. Who are you? So he said, I will show you who I am. So he prepared a trap for him, where there was a well, and he put some grass, etc. over it, and then he made the lion come there, and he trapped him in that well, and from where he could not come out. So he says, you see, this is insan, that brains which Allah Ta'ala had given him. So anyway, the lesson here is that animals also, Allah has given them great instinct, great brains. But compared to insan, it is nothing whatsoever. How much Allah has given insan his brains and what he does with his brains. So much we can understand. Further then, we will explain inshallah the relationship of all the philosophers, scientists, who we think are very great and they have achieved a lot. But compared to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they don't even have that relation which the knowledge of animals have with regard to insan. So we should understand Allah's command and we should submit to the command of Allah, and that is what we should follow on, not our brains, not the brains of philosophers and scientists, but what Allah has decreed for us. Inshallah, we will carry on with that explanation.